Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. It is Wednesday, November 19th. The Commerce Department today says that construction of new homes plunged 4.5% last month to the lowest level on government records. Construction of new homes and apartments dropped more than expected to an annual rate of 791,000 units from an upwardly revised September rate of 828,000 units. Meanwhile, the Labor Department today says consumer prices plunged by the largest amount in the past 61 years in October as gasoline pump prices dropped by a record amount. Consumer prices fell by 1% last month. The big drop reflected not only a huge fall in gasoline and other energy costs, but widespread declines in other areas. Core consumer prices, which exclude food and energy, fell by 0.1% last month, the first drop in core prices in more than a quarter century. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 8,402, it's down 22 points. The NASDAQ at 1482 is down less than a point, it's down 0.66. The S&P 500 trading at 856, it's down just a shade under 4 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Corn Belt weather, unseasonably cool weather is going to remain in place on most days here over the next week. We are having a bit of a warm-up today, and we'll have another one late in this upcoming weekend, but another surge of cool air will be coming in. That will also touch off lake effect snow once again, so that will cover fields in parts of northern Indiana, northern Ohio, also southern Michigan. And most of those areas, it's anticipated that the field work is mostly done, as these lake effect snows are not unusual at this time of year. It's, in fact, typical to have some snow cover in those areas. It does look like there's going to be a weak weather system also producing a strip of light snow tomorrow night and Friday across the northern plains. Some of the areas in the northern plains are the fringe of the Corn Belt, and corn harvesting is way behind schedule in some of those areas, and especially in North Dakota, and it looks like a little more snow is not going to help there. So there's going to be a continuation of a continuation of the delays in harvest in the northwestern areas that are so far behind. So corn harvest is not going to progress well there. Mostly dry weather, though, for the bulk of the Midwest Corn Belt, Missouri, much of Illinois, Indiana, southern Iowa here over the next week or so. So there may be some places where field work will be able to take place. But as you get out toward the upper Midwest, northern plains area, that's where there may be some problems and a continued slow harvest. And it does look like after this coming week or so, there may be trend toward a bit milder temperatures across the Midwest. Now that may trend to just toward average versus temperatures running below average. We don't see any big storms showing up on the maps just yet, but as we get a little warmer, we may be closer to the boundary between warmer air to our south and colder air to the north. So eventually we could get in a stormier weather pattern, but right now it's looking quiet. Now as we go to South America, the latest on Argentina, not good for producers there. They remain dry there, and there may be a few showers and thunderstorms on a very isolated basis this weekend, but generally speaking, dry weather is going to prevail in Argentina over the coming week. as high pressure will be dominating the weather. It's also going to turn hot during the next several days, especially in the western production areas. This would include La Pampa, Cordoba, and Santiago del Estero. A little hotter there than it will be to the east, but even to the east across Santa Fe and Buenos Aires and Entre Rios, temperatures are probably going to get into the low to mid-90s, but it could top out over 100 in some of those western areas. So that's going to accelerate drying rates. So for the wheat in Argentina, conditions are going to be ideal for getting the wheat harvest finished quickly. But for the corn and beans, both for planting and emergence, the conditions in Argentina do not look good right now. And as we look out over the next 2 weeks, there's no signs of a change to a wetter weather pattern. So there are some concerns there. Now in Brazil, southern Brazil is going to remain dry as well. But as we've talked about on numerous occasions, in southern Brazil, there was quite a bit of rain in October in the very early part of this month. So the subsoil moisture pretty well soaked in Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina and southern Paraná. But I want to mention that the soils in South America are a little sandier than they are here in the U.S. And as a result, the subsoil doesn't last as long. So while we had problems with flooding and there was not field access for a while in Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina, now it's dry. They do have field access, but as is the case with Argentina, there are concerns now that they may not get much of anything at all in terms of rain over the next couple of weeks, and we don't know beyond that. So they're going quickly from a wet situation to a dry situation there, and that's of concern. Now, north of there, as you go into the center west and other eastern portions of the bean belt, primarily Sao Paulo, Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, they are going to continue to get showers and thunderstorms, and they're also picking up now in Bahia, the northeasternmost producing state. So as a result, conditions are more favorable there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 560 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade up 2.5. March 575 unchanged. Last trade up 1.5. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 530 and a quarter, up a half. Last trade unchanged. March 551 up 1.5. Last trade unchanged. July 578 and a quarter, up three quarters. Last trade up three quarters. December corn opened at 379 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade up 1.5. March 395 and three quarters, down three quarters. Last trade up 1.5. July 417 and three quarters, down 1.25. Last trade up one. January beans 902 and three quarters, up three quarters. Last trade up 5.75. March 911 and a quarter, up one. Last trade up 6.5. July 933.5, up 3.75. Last trade up 5.25. December soybean meal open at 268.80, up 140. Last trade up 190. December soybean oil open at 32.30, up 2. Last trade down 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. The markets in a sideways pattern. In fact, they're so sideways, they're right about at the midpoint of their trading range for the entire month of October in both beans and corn. Uh-huh. Do you see anything on the horizon that would push these futures one way or another out of this range?
Well, you know, interesting, if you've looked at that January bean chart, David, if you've ever seen a pennant formation, that's about as much of a pennant formation I've ever seen. Now, which way it's going to break out of that, up or down, is still left to be seen. Are a lot of things going on in the market, and of course, I still think that we're still in kind of a trade disconnect, and I think that that's due to, you know, world economic shock more than it is trading, but a lot of things going into that. Corn, you know, the export pace for corn is down, is off 28%, and USDA projecting that at 21%, so I don't see that getting any better. Soybeans are actually up, though. They're a little ahead of schedule, so a little bit of positive news for those, the soybeans. But, yeah, we seem to be, since the mid-September, just pretty much sideways markets and looking for something to trade on.
I'm wondering who wants to go long this market.
You know, everybody's looking for a bottom, Dave, and I've actually had some clients that have gone short in recent days, and that hasn't worked out too bad for them. But everybody, we get calls every day here, you know, is this thing at the bottom? Can I buy in now? And I'm just not so positive that we've seen a bottom yet.
Okay, let's go ahead and look at what the prices look like today for the opening call.
Well, looking for corn to be steadied up one. You know, crude's a little weaker right now this morning, so I'm not sure it'll maintain that. Soybeans 4 to 6 higher, and wheat just steady.
Yeah, crude making a new low for its move today.
Mm-hmm. So, but the odd part of that is, Dave, too, is the dollar's weaker this morning. Mm-hmm. So how do you have a weaker dollar and weaker crude? But that's not a normal pattern there. So,
no. Thanks much, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. And we're on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.